St. Joe's Q Country 92.7 late afternoons with Travis Dodge. Boy, we are in for a treat. Lakefest 2016, Friday night, July 15th. We're closer and closer to it each and every day. Tyler Farr, Frankie Ballard, and Ray Lynn. It's going to be an amazing show. Tyler Farr is joining us this afternoon. I'm super stoked about this. So, Tyler, I have to ask you this. Part of your industry, your voice is your tool. And when the tool can get overworked, damage can happen to it. How are you doing after the whole vocal rest and everything with the doctors recently, earlier this year and into last year?
Man, I'm doing great. I just have a raspy voice, which I was scared to death about losing because that's kind of my thing. Everybody has their own niche. You know, some people have skinny jeans as theirs nowadays in country music. Some people have flat-billed hats and whatnot, and or wavy hair and stuff, and mine is my voice and my speaking and singing voice. I take pride in it and be sounding different. Mm-hmm. At least hope I do. It was a scary moment in my life. I knew how to sing properly, but nothing can, you know, prepare you for that first year, that first moment you have a song pop after going to a Vanderbilt doctor's clinic. There, the ear, nose, and throat specialist. I found out it happened the year my Whiskey in My Water and Redneck Crazy, the year they both went number one, and that I was going all over the place, not even nothing. You just kind of, you know, catch them while they're biting. So I don't take my job for granted. Don't know how long it's going to last. So I was just going with the flow and doing as many shows like I'll be doing at Lake Fest and whatnot, and going at it while I could, because you never know when it's going to be taken away from you.
Right.
And after coming off of that, I missed the Lee Bryce Life of My Years tour. I made it. I healed up quick enough to be able to catch the Brad Paisley tour, so I'll be out with Brad Paisley the rest of the year. But my voice, actually, I gained actually 5.5 notes that I've never had on my high end of my voice after the surgery. So not only did I heal back to where I was, I actually increased it. So I actually listened to the doctors.
Yeah, there you go. Better than ever. That is so cool. So speaking of your voice and the very unique sound that you have, at what age did that start to develop? I mean, you know, for guys, our voices always change from the kid voice to our adult voice and stuff. So at what age did it start to change for you and you started to develop and you're like, wow, okay, this is my voice. When did that happen?
Around when I moved to Nashville. I'm 32 now. I was about 21, mm-hmm. 22. I'm not sure if it was the smoke in the bar at Tootsie's Orchid Lounge that made it that way or what, because I've never smoked and still don't. And I don't know. I guess it was around that time. And I remember writing with Buddy Lee Rice in the writing room for the first time. The first time we ever met, he hears me talk and stuff. And we go to sing, and I go up real high, and he's like, "What in the heck?" Yeah, like he was like, "This is weird." He wasn't expecting that, and most people don't when I talk, you know, but now that's part of kind of my sound. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Well, we love the sound, and we're looking forward to Lakefest 2016, Friday night, July 15th. Tyler Farr, Frankie Ballard, Ray Lynn. We're going to be talking with Tyler about albums. First album, his sophomore album currently, and a new album in the works coming up next here on Q Country.